I'm going to open us with a dumb question. Before Courtney Love tweeted at you, had you ever listened to her? And if so, are you a fan?
Yeah, I have listened a little bit. I am a fan. You know, I like different music. I listen to everything, honestly. But I've been knowing about her since I was at least 5 years old. Kindergarten teacher asked me if I knew who that was. So years after that, I've always been asked, and my ID is always fake because that's my name. But, yeah, I mean, I like Courtney Love. She's cool, I think. Excuse me? I don't even know the name. There's one. She, like, screams a lot, and I can't remember which one it is. Yeah, so it's good.
Left side, second row.
Christopher Walsh, SEC Country. Just since you've been at Kentucky, how has the atmosphere changed around the football team? And just how has it improved the most?
Definitely, you know, the atmosphere has definitely changed a lot. You know, I think, you know, the goal has always been the same. Goals never have changed. You know, obviously we want, you know, bigger goals and things like that. But, you know, what I got recruited on was, you know, he was going to come in and, you know, change, you know, the culture of this program, Coach Stoops. And, you know, he's done that. He's done that and more. And, you know, us as players, we have to do our part. And I think we did last year, and we have to continue to do that. We have to continue to get better, you know, continue to, you know, buy into his vision for the program, you know, between our president of the university, Dr. Capiluto, Mitch Barnhart, and Coach Stoops, all three of those guys are 110% behind us no matter what we do, matter if it's on the field or, you know, in our personal life or in the community, they're always there for us. And, you know, that's something that, you know, players want, you know, and I think Coach Stoops has that, Mr. Barnhart and Mr. Capiluto, all three have that. And I think that's something that's really changed our program. And, you know, it just became a program that is just, you know, well run now. You know, this morning, for instance, we had practice between ourselves. Like, we had individual with the coaches, and then after that we did a little bit of teamwork and 7-on-7 type things. And you know, coaches can't be around for that, so it has to be player ran. And you know, I would say 2 years ago it was like a jungle. You know, guys were just, it was a lot of chaos, and guys weren't doing what they were supposed to do. But you know, moving on to now, I mean, it's ran like, you know, it looks like we're a pro team out there, because, you know, we're making sure we're doing what we got to do. And we know, you know, if we put this work in now and get better, it'll make camp that much easier, which when we go into the season, it'll make it that much better for us when we get to SEC play and, you know, things like that.
Let's go here, right side in the back corner.
John Wilkerson, WNML in Knoxville. What was it like to play your first year on the field at Kentucky and help the Wildcats get to a bowl game?
It was awesome. I think it was very rewarding. You know, it was something that, you know, I wanted to do as a player. You know, when I transferred in, I wanted to come in and have an impact on the team. And I think, you know, coming in so far, I think I've definitely had an impact, you know, with my teammates and, you know, in the community. So it's definitely been awesome. You know, I've done different programs. I'm doing a mentoring program with a program called Amachi. I'm doing a lot more things, you know, for community service-wise. And then on the field, you know, we're just getting so much better. You know, we can work out longer. We can, you know, do things that, you know, when I first came in, we weren't really able to do because we didn't have, you know, the depth, or we didn't have, you know, the facilities. And now, you know, we have everything that we need. And, you know, to be the best, you have to have the best. And I think we have the very best. And we're going to strive to be the best that we can.
Let's go here to the left side in the second row.
Same question a little bit that I asked Steven was, as a major conference transfer from Nebraska to Kentucky, can you kind of walk us through maybe what you had to change on the field and maybe even personally about yourself before, during that transition and making and being at Kentucky now?
Right. Definitely, you know, when I first transferred, you know, it was I wasn't a leader at Nebraska. I mean, I think I was with my circle of friends, or, you know, guys that I was in my class with. But I wasn't one of those guys, you know, who's seen a lot of playing time. You know, I transferred to Kentucky. You know, I had to sit out And so I'm trying to tell guys, hey, man, we got to go harder. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to get to class, get to your tutor, you know, things like that. And guys are looking at me like, you know, you haven't done anything here. You haven't played a down yet. You're not playing this season, so you don't have any right to tell me anything. But, you know, some guys started to buy into that and, you know, really formed a group of guys that really had my back and I had their back, and we helped change the program. And I think now, you know, looking at this year and after last season, it really speaks for itself how much the culture has changed. And, you know, Coach Stoops and his staff have done a tremendous job at developing not only us as players but as young men. And, you know, there's a lot more that, you know, guys have opportunities to do outside of football rather than, you know, just, you know, if it's just football or being a coach, guys can go be engineers and teachers and, you know, things like that. So I think he's definitely grooming us into being great young men.
Let's go right side here in the back row.
Hey, Courtney, having played at Nebraska and played at Kentucky, compare playing in an away stadium in the SEC and in the Big Ten. And second part, what's your favorite stadium you've played in outside of a home stadium?
Okay, so I would say going to play in an away game, definitely it's tough because, you know, you're going to a stadium, you know, that's not yours. You won't see many of your fans there. You know, you see a lot of different fans, and I would say Florida was one of the places that was tough. You know, we didn't have a really good game against them, but you know, those fans were on us like the whole game, and they're really close. Like that's the closest I've ever seen fans to anybody. I don't know if that even should be allowed, but it was crazy. So I mean, Florida definitely they have a great fan base, and they're definitely behind them. And I would say the best place I've ever played outside of, you know, our stadium was when I played at Nebraska. You know, it was all about Nebraska there. It was like a pro team, honestly. So I think that was the best place. But in the SEC, I would say Florida.
Let's go right side, third row.
Hey, Courtney, Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. You guys checked a lot of boxes last year, ended the bowl streak, ended the Louisville streak, is ending the Florida-Georgia-Tennessee hurdle. Is that next? Now, I know Southern Miss is your first game. That's all you guys want to talk about, but right. Coach Stoops isn't listening right now. So yes. Is that – can you have a successful season without beating at least one of those three this year?
You know, I think we can definitely have a successful season, and my goal is to beat all three of them, and I think we can. I think we definitely have, you know, the guys. We definitely have the coaches. You know, we're a lot smarter. We're a lot faster, bigger. We can definitely do it, and I think it's just going to come down to us. You know, it's going to be us doing what we have to do as players, worrying about the people in our facility, not worrying about the outside talk, just doing what we have to do and being who we are and fighting for Kentucky.
Left side here, second row.
I asked Mike Edwards this, and when your career is done and you look back on last season, who's going to be the one player or two that you're going to brag about to friends like, yeah, you know what, I played against that guy?
To a teammate or just opposition? So a teammate, I'm going to definitely go with Jordan Jones. I could go with Mike. Mike's a phenomenal player. But Jordan is just something I've never seen in a guy. And I've played around some great players. And, you know, his athleticism for his size is just unbelievable. He's unbelievably strong. You know, his instincts, he gets to the ball, he gets guys off of him, and he just makes plays, and he loves football. You know, he just flies around. And he has a motor that I've never seen before. I mean, my little sister's 6 years old, and I think she has a lot of energy. Jordan has a ton of energy, and you know, he's going to have a great season this year, and I can't wait to see it. And then I guess a player that I played against, I think, I don't know, there's so many great players in our league. Alabama's offensive line was unbelievable. But I think quarterback Jalen Hurts is going to be something definitely special. He's a great player. Last year coming in, hadn't played at all. I mean, we all seen how he carried, you know, the team. Unfortunately, they lost in the national championship, but, you know, they were there, and they continue to just, you know, build these guys. And I think Jalen will definitely do a great job in years to come.